WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Last week, WTAW News told you about Texas A&M and the A&M system planning a 3,400-bed student housing complex at George Bush in Penberthy. Yesterday, officials unveiled more details about the Park West development. The public-private arrangement calls for A&M to receive more than $600 million over the next 30 years. Among the questions asked of System Vice Chancellor Philip Ray was why the university couldn't take less money in order to reduce student expenses.
We've had formal market studies. We've actually had two talking about the rates that are involved and the current demand, future demand, all of those things that we've looked at. And as the president said, we're at or below market rates on this house.
The land, which is owned by the system, has been leased to a nonprofit to build the $355 million complex, and the system has outsourced the operation of the apartments and townhomes to a for-profit company. A date for groundbreaking has not been set, but completion is expected sometime in 2017. The Bryan City Council has been presented with next year's proposed budget.
City Manager Keene Register and Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood received no opposition to leaving the property tax rate where it is.
I know there's no interest in increasing, and that's not what I'm talking about. If we keep the same tax rate, it will be considered a tax increase.
Yeah.
Just by keeping the same tax rate.
Because we've got valuations have gone up, and we've had construction in the city.
Nearly $9 million in reserves will be used to pay for new expenses. There's $3 million in pools and parks and $3 million to complete the purchase of land at the Texas Triangle Park in North Bryan. And there's almost $1 million for public safety, including six more firefighters and three additional police officers. A public hearing is tentatively set for August 25th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
On the first day in nearly 2 years that the local temperature topped 100 came an advisory on conserving electricity. The director of College Station Utilities Electric Services, Timothy Krabs, says the issue is finding enough power to supply the entire state. At BTU, Energy Accounts Manager Elizabeth Thompson says they are not close to reaching generation capacity.
We generate plenty to cover our residents and our commercial customers as well. That is not a concern at this time.
Three straight days this week, statewide demand reached record levels for the month of July. Suggestions for using less power between 3 and 7 p.m. are on our website at WTAW.com. If you're a wine lover in the market for a new home, there may be a perfect place for you right here in the Brazos Valley.
Bon Scott Communities is the partnership of the Bonarigo family of Messina Hoff Wine Cellars and Texas A&M graduate Bentley Scott Jr. Paul Bonarigo says their first community, Messina Hoff Estates, located at the corner of Old Reliance Road and Merca Road, broke ground this summer and is scheduled for completion by the end of September.
By purchasing a lot, they become members of our VIP club, where they have use of our restaurant, wine bar, all the facilities here at Messina Hoff, and partake in the kind of all of the joyfulness associated with being in wine country.
Bonarigo says development of the area is inevitable, so their goal is to make the development an attractive part of the county, starting with this 24-lot vineyard lifestyle community. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Cherry Rufino Team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Danny Swift Garcia knows how to win. He's done it 30 times in a row. But Saturday, August 1st on ESPN Primetime, the unstoppable Garcia risks it all against Pauly Malignaggi. Will the Magic Man steal the show? Plus, the always exciting Daniel the Miracle Man Jacobs puts his championship on the line against Sergio the Latin Snake Mora. Premier Boxing Champions, Saturday, August 1st at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on ESPN.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Danny Swift Garcia knows how to win. He's done it 30 times in a row. But Saturday, August 1st on ESPN Primetime, the unstoppable Garcia risks it all against Pauly Malignaggi. Will the Magic Man steal the show? Plus, the always exciting Daniel the Miracle Man Jacobs puts his championship on the line against Sergio the Latin Snake Mora. Premier Boxing Champions, Saturday, August 1st at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on ESPN.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year Power Guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Picks up sun and scattered clouds and quite hot during today, 100 to 105. There could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm popping up, though. Otherwise clear, warm tonight, low temperature, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny skies during the day Saturday, should be right around 100. And then clear skies and mid-70s on Saturday night. We stay mostly sunny and very hot on Sunday, high temperature 100 to 105. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports at about 7:50, where A&M football received votes for the top 25, but didn't actually make the top 25. Mark Weaver becomes the new A&M women's tennis coach. And in Major League Baseball, the Stros and Rangers both won with walk-offs in the ninth inning. All that and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
So now they've branded this. This is the USA Today Amway football poll. Okay.
Yeah,
the
coaches poll. I left that out.
Well, so if one team loses, does everybody else move up a level? Yes, sir.
Sometimes I just make myself laugh.
That was nice. Yeah.
Anyway, 7.
I'm a little jealous. I wish I'd have thought of that.
7:12. You know, I do. Do you?
Oh, it's going to be one of those kind of shows.
All the neat new fast food stuff never happens here. Well, I mean, occasionally where y'all go for Mexican food, was it
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell. Taco Bell will come
exactly
out with
Mexican food.
Okay, yeah. Taco Bell comes out with the new different stuff, but
sure,
generally.
Sure.
The cool stuff that comes from, like, KFC never happens here.
Oh, no.
Once again.
Southeast Asia, usually.
Once again. Global Poultry Syndicate.
Goodness. That's a James Bond villain right
like
there.
I like that.
Yeah. KFC celebrating its 60th anniversary of operations in Canada. It has introduced a new, are you ready?
Poutine?
No. Chicken bucket to celebrate. The memories bucket, not mere cardboard. No. It is also a Bluetooth photo printer.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Yes, one that can interface with your phone and print pictures of your choice. Now, you won't be able to snare one for yourself through your standard order. No. Based on comments of KFC Canada Facebook page, going to be given away as a limited release.
See, that's crap. If you want to impress me, get one that prints chicken.
Well, that, yeah,
oh.
The 3D printer that prints chicken. Yeah. KFC, no, not a stranger to the chicken-related technology gimmickry. The company's Japanese chapter raffled off a chicken-themed keyboard, mouse, USB stick, and sets of 3D printer earrings as part of the social media promotion last fall. And they have a rechargeable Bluetooth keyboard that they put out in Germany using grease-sopping paper sheets.
Okay.
A Bluetooth-enabled KFC bucket. Is that awesome
and
or what?
Does it also keep it warm?
I don't know.
They come out looking like Polaroids.
Yeah, I saw the picture there. That's,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Oh, but, no, it really does.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's
It really
weird.
Does what?
Well, I don't know. It might have been video trickery. It looked like the picture developed.
Oh, after you pull it out, it develops?
Which doesn't make sense.
No, it wouldn't. Well, again, for folks who remember that.
Yeah, I know.
If you want to go back to the Polaroid camera where you used the first one, where you open up a little door and then you peeled out the picture, but then immediately you had to get this liquidy stuff on a little squeegee and put it across there so that, you know, fingerprints wouldn't mark up the picture. But again, back to an earlier age.
Yeah. Waving didn't really help.
No. It absolutely had no effect.
Blowing on it wouldn't do that either. Nope. That's true. Florida, a car was towed carrying a sleeping 10-month-old baby. Police say the child was left unattended in the backseat of the SUV with the engine still running. The manager of the towing company said that the vehicle had been left unattended multiple times, so they finally towed it. They did not discover the baby in the car until they had relocated the vehicle and workers were cleaning it out. The child's father may face child abuse. You think? Mm. What are the chances of that, huh?
Yeah, but shouldn't they also go after the towing company? Shouldn't you look in the car that you're going to tow?
My thought is yes.
Okay.
Just in case. I mean, if nothing else, there might be something in there that would tip over and spill. So
not necessarily passing the buck, just sharing it.
Yes, that's right. Everybody gets a little bit of that one. Animal antics. You hear about it in Poland, how a badger stole several beers from people at a beach.
A badger. Don't need those stinking badgers.
That's what they're telling us. It is. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, apparently they. People partying on the beach, and a badger came over and stole their beer, and apparently three beers. He was found passed out. See?
But there's your next. There's your next IPA. From a micro brew.
Badger. That's right.
Badger beer.
Yeah. From the Rice Luxury Apartments, which are actually in downtown Houston. Okay, I mean just right off Main Street. What's called an aggressive 2-foot-long cobra was captured.
I saw a picture of that.
Yeah, it had to be euthanized. Police were called to the complex after residents had spotted the albino monocled cobra on the third floor over the weekend. Police used a broom to corner and capture the snake. High-tech stuff. No injuries reported. Authorities aren't sure.
Except for the snake.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, they always say that. The animal had to be euthanized. That thing's dead. If I get anywhere near
it. Yeah. No, it's not euthanized. It's in pieces.
It's gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to shovel that thing right out the door.
They're just trying to be nice. Just trying to be nice.
And I don't have an issue with snakes, but if cobras in my house, it's on.
Yeah. Well, again, how did he get to the third floor? How did he get to downtown Houston? Just not exactly.
Somewhere there's a guy with a diaper and a flute who's very disappointed.
That wasn't very nice. Speaking of flutes, as I went and looked this up, today is Uncommon Instrument Awareness Day.
Uh-huh.
And they
that
actually,
kind of instrument.
The cobra chanter.
Yeah. They actually have a, you know, what's interesting is they have a thing called the zafoon.
Huh?
The zafoon, which is the little bamboo-type flutes that they play on the Hawaiian Islands. That's actually a name. It's a zafoon.
With an I, Z-I?
It's actually X-A, I believe.
Ah!
Yeah, then P-H-O-O-N, since we're spelling on the radio.
Oh, good heavens.
And we'll do magic later.
That's why Scrabble sucks.
Yeah, I know. You told us that. I didn't know the hurdy-gurdy was actually an instrument.
Yes.
I mean, I remember the Donovan song, but I didn't know. What is a hurdy-gurdy? Like an accordion or something?
I don't know. My daughter had it in one of her, like, kid books.
There you are. But anyhow, there are any number of unusual instruments that you probably will never, ever... Wow, what is that?
The hurdy-gurdy.
Oh, it...
He's cranking this thing. There's like a flywheel.
Yeah.
And he's pressing keys. God, this thing is bizarre.
And it's got strings on it.
Yeah, he's touching the strings.
Okay.
Whoa.
Actually, as you look at it, it looks like a boat, an Egyptian boat.
This is giving Dr. Seuss a run for his money.
No,
holy
right.
cow.
The friction harp, you ever heard of that? The friction harp is a harp that is played not by plucking, but by rubbing. You have to have on resin gloves, the harp to make the sounds, which is kind of like that glass deal that spins around and you play it.
Yes, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Back in the day. And then what's really simple is the thing called the lure, which is that wooden horn that the Vikings used to play. It's kind of like a vuvuzela, except it's made out of wood. You want to bring the vuvuzelas back?
No, God, no.
really was annoying.
Here's friction harp for you.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Here we go.
That's not the friction harp.
No.
That's a piano. Ah. Ooh, listen to that. Wow.
Slightly less offensive than a theremin.
What it looks like, honest to gosh, it looks like he's playing a 1950s television aerial.
Oh, yeah, the aerials.
Really?
That's exactly what that looks like.
That's what it looks like. It's got rods that stick off the side, hooked to a post in the middle. It looks like an aerial that you would have set on the top of your house in the 50s, about 70s even.
There you go.
Yeah, this is...
Hey, on Friday?
No, I'm kidding. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Starting the week over.
You shush.
Just thought that'd be kind of fun.
I do not want a do-over for this week.
All right, so here we go at 720. Here's the question now. Hot dog. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Okay. Well, former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell,
theoretically, yeah, it is.
Yeah, has become the latest high-profile personality to weigh in on the debate over whether a hot dog qualifies as a sandwich. He was asked by an interviewer to weigh in on the subject, which has recently become a topic of heated internet debate. I had no idea. And he came out in favor of giving sandwich status to hot dogs. He said, it's got bread. Would you put a hoagie in the sandwich category?
Yes.
Okay. What I would think is the hot dog, the cheesesteak, the hoagie, it is an elite sandwich category.
Yes.
If you eat a hot dog without a bun, it is not a sandwich, obviously. But if you use the bun, I think it's just a different type of sandwich. It's still a sandwich. The bread is the key.
For what it's worth.
Go ahead, Patrick.
There is no hot dog on the Wikipedia sandwich entry.
It's Wikipedia. Put it on there.
You could have that solved in 2 minutes.
I was going to say, see if someone doesn't argue with you.
Yeah, but...
I think it's a sandwich.
It's because it's between two slices of bread, right?
Yes.
Well, there's only one slice of bun.
It depends on what kind of bun it is.
One slice of bun?
Well, no, it's a bun split in half, split almost in half.
Well, the Subway sandwich shop is not a sandwich.
Right. Well, no, because it was to the hinge cut. I know. Tell them to do the V cut. They're still trained on that.
Oh, really? You can tell them to do that?
Well, you can tell them to do anything you want. I don't know if they'll listen.
Oh, okay. But
they are
a secret.
For a while, they were cross-trained on it.
Okay.
Just in case.
Do you have any clue what we're talking about, Scott?
Yeah, no. I get what you're talking about. You're saying that you cut it all the way through, right? Okay, mm-hmm. I got that. But I'm not sure that I understand this V-cut.
Well, you don't remember Subway used to dig down in there and cut a channel in it.
As opposed to cutting it in half, they would scoop out the middle of it almost like a soup bowl.
Show about nothing.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Current economic conditions may have caused some to focus a bit more on the return of their investments rather than the return on their investments. Protection of personal or business assets in today's difficult economy can be more important now than ever. A personal or commercial umbrella policy through W.E. Gibson will help provide the coverage needed to protect your hard-earned assets. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let's get started.
Howdy, folks. Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we've been challenged to sell 105 new 2015 Chevys in July. Around here, we say, bring it on. With all these amazing Camaros, Cruises, Colorados, Suburbans, and Silverados in stock, we are confident that we can win this closeout challenge. And you'll win, too, on the best Chevy offers of the year. Pay less for your Chevy and get more for your trade. Come to Tom Light Chevrolet, your official auto trader, trade-in marketplace dealership, to get your instant cash offer for your old car. Feel free to walk away with the cash or use it on a closeout price Chevy car or truck. It's a win-win for you during Tom Light Chevrolet's July closeout challenge. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
We invite you to join us for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, a community-wide collection of school supplies for the children in our area on Thursday, August 6th at the Brazos Center and both HEB Tejas and HEB Tower Point locations. For more information, visit jlbcs.org.
Normally, we don't converse with one another during the commercial breaks. We have other stuff to do.
Uh-huh. Very busy.
We did then.
Yes.
We're such losers. We stood and discussed Subway sandwiches.
We couldn't get enough on the air.
So it's a show about nothing, yeah, followed by a life about nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So thank you for joining us. But yeah, that's what we were really doing. All right. So one Steve Randall Oney of Tennessee probably should have invested in a GPS. Steve stopped to ask directions to the White House. The ossifer asked him what he was doing in town. Well, he said he had just moved here. That's when the officer noticed in his pickup the propane tank. Oh, yeah, and the 22 caliber rifle with the scope and the 7mm rifle and the knife with the 12-inch blade.
Oh, my God.
And the ammunition boxes filled with, oh, yeah, hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Like I say, good thing he decided to ask where the White House was.
Oh, my God.
There you go. All right. Never. That probably beats a White House fence jumper, just saying, but we'll see. 726. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and the 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by. See them for yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East. Or click on actionsportstx.com. High temperature today, right about 100 again. We hit 101 yesterday. Finally broke the string of non-100 days. So 101, look for a low temperature tonight around 77, something like that. And then we'll continue. The rain's in the forecast today at 30%, 20% tonight. Then it's out of here. So fingers crossed if we happen to get any of that. And currently we're looking at 80 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The president of the University of New Hampshire says that he's troubled and offended by a bias-free language guide on his school's website. Now, according to AP, the document is the creation of students and staff, been around since 2013, but nobody cared until recently. Campus reform exposed the contents. According to the guide, the word American is a problem because those who use it fail to recognize South America, you see. Terms like older people, elders, seniors, senior citizens, not cool either. The better term is people of advanced age. Trump. Be interested to learn the word rich is not good. We should call a rich guy a person of material wealth. And don't call a poor person poor. Instead, the poor should be referred to as those who lack advantages that others have, or the losers of life's lottery. Now, for you who refer to a group as you guys, stop it. Better to say y'all, like they do in the South. And you should not use the word overweight. Instead, call them people of size, or pro-gravity. When asked about it, NHU President Mark Huddleston made it clear the guide is not the policy of his school. He said he was troubled by many things in it, especially the term American being offensive. He said it's ironic that what was probably a well-meaning effort to be sensitive proves offensive to many people, myself included, he said. Is the term politically correct dimwits permitted, or should we just say liberal idiots instead?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from some type of nerve-related pain like numbness, tingling, or burning sensations? How about shooting pains, sciatica, pain in the hips, legs, or feet? Hi, this is Dr. Bob Martin. I've treated thousands of patients with these issues. The only product that has consistently brought relief to my patients is Nerve Pain Plus. Like my patients, you'll appreciate a product that safely relieves the symptoms of so many types of nerve pain. Nerve Pain Plus targets common nerve-related pain symptoms. Nerve Pain Plus is a homeopathic medicine, the type of care that is relied upon by millions of people worldwide. Nerve Pain Plus is safe, effective, and can transform your quality of life.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Nerve Pain Plus. Call 1-800-292-1557. That's 1-800-292-1557. Nerve Pain Plus. Superior pain management. Call 1-800-292-1557. That's 1-800-292-1557.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time approaching 7:31. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council liked what it saw when next year's proposed budget was unveiled this week.
Councilman Mike Sutherland stunned the city manager and mayor with his endorsement of spending $4 million next year from reserves on parks and public safety.
That's a great plan.
3 seconds later came the response from Keene Register and Jason Bienski.
Did you say that again?
Might have to replay it for him by the end of the day. Huh?
Just one time. No, but it is. We've needed that for a long time.
Sutherland was referring to the $1 million skate park, the nearly $1 million pool replacement at Sadie Thomas Park, another $1 million split between repairs at the Bryan Aquatic Center and other parks, and $800,000 for 6 more firefighters, 3 more police officers, and equipment call officers with a body camera. The council had no interest in changing the tax rate. That means most property owners will pay more due to increased valuations. Next year marks the second year of a BTU rate increase, while there will be no increase in water and trash fees. The tentative date for the public hearing on next year's Bryan City budget is August 25th. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
2 years from now, Texas A&M and the A&M system expect to open a $355 million student housing complex at the corner of George Bush and Penberthy.
We really look forward to not so long from now having ribbon cuttings and watching those 3,500 students march in with their refrigerators.
President Michael Young was among the speakers providing details of the Park West development. Last week, WTAW News reported about the public-private arrangement to build and operate 1,300 apartments and townhomes. Over the next 30 years, A&M is expected to receive more than $600 million from student rentals. System Vice Chancellor Philip Ray was asked why couldn't rates be less to reduce student costs.
Just the needs of a university, the needs of a flagship, the needs, you know, putting it back into, you know, our core mission of teaching, research, and service. And, you know, same thing with outsourcing. I mean, we cut the best deal we could cut, and then we optimized the amount of money that went back into the university, back into hiring faculty, back into research, back into deferred maintenance, things for our students, for our campus.
Park West will be built on land owned by the system and leased to a nonprofit that hired a third party to issue bonds to finance construction. The system then hired a for-profit to operate the 48-acre development, which also includes a parking deck and surface parking. A&M and the system will be looking to create retail business on an adjacent 8 acres. Statewide electric consumption has set records for the month of July 3 consecutive days this week. ERCOT, the state's electric grid provider, has asked us to reduce usage during peak hours, which is between 3 and 7 p.m. Producing and distributing power have not been issues locally. At BTU, Energy Accounts Manager Elizabeth Thompson says this is not a concern at this time.
BTU itself has not necessarily experienced any huge increase in demand versus last year or anything along those lines.
Or that BTU is getting close to meeting capacity.
Correct, correct. No, we generate plenty to cover our residents and our commercial customers.
Timothy Crabb, the director of electric services at College Station Utilities, says the statewide concern is due to a reduction of electricity being produced from wind farms in West Texas and unscheduled shutdowns at two plants.
There's always a possibility if they don't have enough reserve that they could call on rolling outages. Right now, they're just in the yellow. We're not in the red.
On our website at WTAW.com are suggestions on how you can reduce your energy consumption. A new neighborhood is coming to the Brazos Valley with the wine lover's heart in mind.
The Bonarigo family of Messina Hoff Wine Cellars partnered up with an old friend and Aggie graduate, Bentley Scott Jr., creating Bon Scott Communities. Their first project, a 24-lot community, which will offer a vineyard lifestyle experience and special access to the amenities of Messina Hoff Winery and Resort.
The county is really planning a lot of development around Messina Hoff, and so our goal and objective was just to make this part of the county a very, very attractive part of the county.
Paul Bonarigo says the street names will reflect Messina Hoff wines.
The whole theme of the project is a vineyard and winery estate for very nice homes to be close to the whole wine-type community.
Bonarigo says the lots, located on the corner of Old Reliance Road and Merca Road, are scheduled for completion by the end of September. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Local, state, and federal law enforcement investigating a human trafficking operation in the Twin Cities has resulted in the arrest of 8 women on prostitution charges. 3DPS undercover investigators offered up to $300 to women staying at one apartment in College Station, 3 motels in College Station, and 1 motel in Bryan. According to DPS arrest reports, the focus of the joint investigation with the FBI and College Station police was on women who were forced to engage in sex for money. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:36 at 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kyra's Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do.
Hi, this is David from Kyra's Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kyra's Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Just a corner away from Aggieland, Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Is it time for an upgrade? Come shop our large selection of new and certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We have what you're looking for at a nice guy price. Your new ride is ready for you at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys on Highway 6 at University Drive.
Let's do some weather at 7:38. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Mix of sun and scattered clouds and quite hot during today, 100 to 105. There could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm popping up, though. Otherwise clear, warm tonight, low temperature, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny skies during the day Saturday, should be right around 100, and then clear skies and mid 70s on Saturday night. We stay mostly sunny and very hot on Sunday, high temperature 100 to 105. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He won the game! He won the game in Houston!
A walk-off win for the Astros.
Hey.
And a walk-off win for the Rangers.
Hey.
And no game at all for the Bombers. They got rained out. They'll play two today. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 13 minutes.
Now, of those three items, what is the biggest news there? Actually, the fact that a game got rained out.
Yes.
Anyway, a little bit of rain around yesterday or last night or whatever.
That was in the Woodlands.
Yeah, I know. And there's a little bit of shower activity out there around San Marcos and that kind of stuff. And who knows, it may pop up again. And I think you said you got some rain at your house. And
mm-hmm.
I guess I must have too. So anyhow, a little bit more would be fine. Would be just fine. It'd be all right. So
just once, in a very blue moon, just once, a very blue moon.
So what does this whole blue moon thing mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What is a blue moon? Do you know?
That it's
besides a beer.
That it's not a red moon.
See, here's the deal: is for a long, long time, we've always thought that a blue moon, because we had one this morning, 5:43. A blue moon is the second full moon in the month. That's not right. I was reading a story about this yesterday. A lady named Deborah Bird, who is works over in Austin, she runs a show that we used to run here on the radio station many years ago, actually back about this time when we started doing news talk. Anyhow, she's rummaging around in the archives at the library at the University of Texas looking for some information for her show, which was called Stardate back then. She went on the air with the idea that she found there that the definition of a blue moon was a second full moon in a calendar month. That's wrong. She's been telling, and now she says, you know, I thought I was right, and I'm not. So the real accepted astronomical definition of a blue moon was the third of four moons that happen within a lunar quadrant or something.
Can we talk about sandwiches again?
Well, it's kind of interesting because she said, like, a lunar month is 29 and a half days, okay, from full moon to full moon.
Oh.
And you know,
oh, it said 28.
Well, it's not. It's 29 and a half days.
Interesting.
So there. Yeah, exactly.
Which makes, I guess, more sense when you say it only happens once in a blue moon.
Uh-huh. Sure, right. And the thing is, there's really no wrong definition. It really doesn't even matter that much. Because, I mean, it's a blue moon, but we just kind of say it. And,
it's nifty. Know. It's out of the ordinary.
She said, just remember, I've talked to people from Harvard who think it's warmer in the summer because the Earth is closer to the sun. So. Yeah.
And it's okay. They're only climatologists.
Yeah, they're right. And they're the ones who are trying to tell us about global warming. Yep. So remember that. Oh, boy, I really don't want to do this story, but I guess I will. There's this guy who's a pharmacist, okay? And for health reasons, he decided he was going to change the way that he lived. So he pretty much is a renegade. He quit his job as a pharmacist because he was recovering from chronic illness without medication. As part of his holistic lifestyle, he created a chart explaining what happens to your body in the hour after you drink a single Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, again, not just Coke. All right.
Oh, sugar sodas.
Right.
Sugar.
Okay, right.
But specifically dark sodas.
Right. He made a chart in May, but it apparently picked up steam this week on Facebook. As stated on the Renegade Pharmacist, on his Coke infographic, one can of soda contains up to 10 teaspoons of sugar, which exceeds the recommended daily intake. So now the excess sugar causes blood sugar levels to spike within 20 minutes. As a result, soda drinkers will experience an insulin burst, prompting the liver to produce fat. Within 40 minutes of consuming a can of soda, caffeine absorption is complete, and as a result, the drinker will experience increased blood pressure, dilated pupils,
yeah,
that burst of energy. Sugary sodas increase dopamine production within 45 minutes, and as a result, the drink essentially fuels the pleasure centers of your brain. Thus, the renegade pharmacist suggests this is physically the same way that heroin works. Okay, obviously, that's to get your headline right there,
uh-huh.
Okay? Yeah. Sugary sodas also deplete the body of essential nutrients as they are bound by phosphoric acid, and thus they are eliminated during when we pee. There's a similar infographic, by the way, suggesting Diet Coke is just as dangerous. So, or Diet Pepsi, or again, any of your dark things. So,
if that's the case, you and I are gone.
I know. I mean, look, I thought, well, okay, fine. Let me go ahead and sip my drink here. Yeah, no, that's there's not. Again, he wants to get the information out there, and so he has, and good for him. So another day, another security flaw found in a connected car. Yesterday, a hacker revealed a gadget that he claims enables the takeover of any GM vehicle with an OnStar system. The gadget, which was built by Sammy Kamkar, I know, odd name, built for $100, cleverly he calls it OwnStar, O-W-N, star. It allows the hacker basically to do exactly what the OnStar system does. A hacker can locate, unlock, and start the car using the gadget. However, in order for the device to work, a hacker must first install it somewhere on the car that he wishes to breach. Now, in the car or on the car? Because, I mean, you could stick it in a wheel well, right? Mm-hmm. And people would not know. Once the driver opens the OnStar app, within the Wi-Fi range of his device that's been placed in the car, he's capable of gaining access to the car. Posted a video yesterday that shows how the device works. A spokesman for GM told a website that a fix has already been implemented. Okay. Does that mean that everybody who's got a GM car is going to get in the information from the manufacturer? Or how is that, how's that going to work? Do we know? Just wondering. Oh, here's another story I hate to do. James Andrus Bassos, have you heard his story?
I have not.
He was stuck in the middle of a middle seat of an airplane between two corpulent people, shall we say?
No, we talked about that. People of size.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the New Hampshire. That's right. The University of New Hampshire. They're people of size. Well, this happened in 2011 on an international flight. He filed suit against Etihad Airlines, saying that he had to twist and contort his body for long periods of time on the flight from Sydney to Dubai, and now he's got back problems. He claims that the grossly overweight man next to him coughed and had fluid coming out of his mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole purpose, right, of the lawsuit, to move you to action. He asked to be moved 5 hours into the flight. The airline refused. That's probably not good. Complained again and was moved to a crew seat. A judge has upheld the lawsuit, and they are allowing him to move forward with his lawsuit.
Hmm.
So, again, we're not talking, not many of us flying from Sydney to Dubai on a regular basis, but probably can relate to the thought of either, boy, you're glad you're not sitting next to that person, or they're thinking that about you, or you're having to do it and you're not very happy about it. But now maybe there's some legal precedent. Once again, maybe new territory for attorneys out there. In the skies between fat people.
Oh, good.
Well, that's what we'll call the movie. What do you think? In the sky between fat people.
Yeah. Fat people on a plane? From Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8, same great rate. It's hot outside. Now is a great time to get your air conditioner working at top performance. Or it may be time to replace it. At Superior, we're offering 0% interest for 60 months with approved credit on any new comfort system. That's 5 years, zero interest, right now at Superior. Start saving money by calling us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
All right, I'll admit it. When I spend time with my family, I like things to go well. It's a bit of a type A thing. At a baseball game or when we're camping, I don't want it to rain. If I do a project with my boys, I like it to turn out right. All the seams glued perfectly. But I'm learning that the memories we create, not a perfect experience, are what's most important. Fishing is a good example of that. My dad never took me, so I've never known much about the sport. The first few times I went with friends, I felt out of place. And that's one thing about guys. We like to feel competent about what we're doing. I didn't have that confidence that comes when you've done something since childhood. I wasn't any better prepared the first time I took my sons, Trent and Troy. We've had some close calls together, like learning how to put hooks through the bait instead of our fingers, or casting into the water instead of nearby trees. But we've created great memories. I'll always remember the smile on my boys' faces when they landed their first rainbow trout. The point is, parenting could be a tough job, and no one starts as an expert. It's a role that we grow into. What matters is our willingness to give it our best shot every day. The good news is, we don't have to excel at something to give our kids an experience with us that they're going to remember forever, and hopefully with a smile on their face. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
When news breaks, he's there at the heart of the story.
There is no better way to show you the scope of our lead story than from the air.
Beating is the word we're taking right now.
It is, in fact, the taste of freedom.
When lives change, he's there to listen.
You want your child to be able to walk outside and feel safe and feel like they're important.
When it really matters, you can depend on him.
It's a lot to try and understand here and much to learn.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. The preseason college coaches poll was released yesterday, and A&M sits just outside the top 25 in the receiving votes category. This, however, does not matter because College Football Playoff Committee will not release their poll, which is the important one, until about midway through the season. There's a new coach now in Aggieland. Mark Weaver has been named Texas A&M women's tennis head coach. Texas A&M Athletic Director Eric Hyman announced that yesterday. He began his stint in Aggieland as a student athlete and four-year standout on the Aggie men's team from 1990 to 94. The Shreveport, Louisiana native then served 6 years as a volunteer coach for A&M women's team before being hired as the women's tennis assistant coach back in 2007 and now, of course, bumped up to the head guy spot. A pair of Aggie freshmen continue their track and field season this weekend as members of the United States team competing at the Pan American Junior Championships. Audie Wyatt from Huntsville and Sarah Catherine Stevens of New Brunswick each won the USATF junior titles in the pole vault a month ago in Oregon to make the U.S. squad. Congratulations to Rutter senior third baseman Jeremy Johnson and College Station senior second baseman Jackson Grissom. They were second team picks on the Texas Sports Writers Association Class 5A All-State baseball team. Brazos Valley Bombers got rained out last night at the Woodlands. They'll try and play two today, that first pitch at 5:05 for the first game in the Woodlands. And the story that just would not go away with Deflategate. Tom Brady's lawsuit against the NFL will be heard in New York instead of labor-friendly Minnesota, a victory for the league. U.S. District Court Judge Ricky Kyle ruled in Minnesota that he saw little reason for the case to be heard in his state, noting Brady plays in Massachusetts, the NFL headquarters is based in New York, and the union is based out of Washington. In Major League Baseball, Josh Hamilton delivered a game-ending RBI single with two outs in the ninth inning, and the Texas Rangers beat the AL East-leading New York Yankees 7-6. Hamilton also had a three-run shot for the Rangers. He said he loves the response he gets from the team on a walk-off.
You know it's coming, and you welcome it, obviously. It's just a rare moment in sports where, your team can, kind of all come together and celebrate, working hard through a game and coming out on the winning side.
San Francisco is in Arlington tonight at 7:05. You can catch that game on the Zone HD 95.1-3. The Stros also won in walk-off fashion.
High drive, right field. Can he do it? Jason Castro, he won the game! He won the game in Houston. Jason Castro hit it out for a three-run homer.
Castro's three-run blast in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs gave the Stros the 3-0 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. The win gives the Astros a two-game lead now in the AL West. The D-backs head to Houston tonight for a 7-10 start. That game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Today is the trade deadline for Major League Baseball, so the Astros have added another bat to their lineup as they make a push for the postseason by acquiring two-time All-Star outfielder Carlos Gomez from the Milwaukee Brewers. The defending college football national champion Ohio State Buckeyes have suspended All-American defensive end Joey Bosa, receiver Corey Smith, H-back Jalen Marshall, and Dante Wilson for its opening game at Virginia Tech. Buckeyes coach Urban Meyer would not, however, reveal the infractions. The Buckeyes opened the season Labor Day night in Blacksburg, Virginia, against the only team that beat them last year. And finally, Beijing was selected earlier this morning for the 2002 Winter Olympics, becoming the first city ever awarded both a winter and summer games. Beijing narrowly defeated Kazakhstan in a vote of the International Olympic Committee. The vote was surprisingly close, 44-40. And that's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZA Real Estate. com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready, and you can start the process by going again to zarealestate.com.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with a Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down and payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
There go a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. 30% chance of rain today. Hey, hey.
Woo!
Yeah, see how that works out. It's still going to be about 100 or so. All right, what else?
I stumbled on this on Craigslist here in College Station.
College Station Craigslist.
Yes.
Okay, ready.
You can find a Volkswagen.
A Volt?
V-O-L-T-S.
Really?
Volkswagen.
Had no idea.
Fiberglass body.
Uh-huh.
You can turn your VW into a Doom buggy.
Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah.
But it literally is listed as a Volkswagen.